Chapter 3. Taste the Talk. Savors and Spirits in Portuguese Words. Welcome to the Secret Society of Flavors and Tales, where the Portuguese table transforms language into both the guest of honor and the most tantalizing dish on the menu. In this chapter, I will decode the essence of conviviality, sifting through the spices of speech that season every encounter from sunrise to sunset. Embark with me on a flavorful journey where words are savored, phrases are relished, and conversations flow like the finest olive oil. Here, the robust tapestry of Portuguese gastronomy unfolds in a symphony of expressions, rich with the aroma of tradition and the zest of contemporary life. Prepare your palate for a linguistic feast that promises to transport you through the storied cobblestone streets, past the bustling tascas, and into the heart of homes where food and fellowship are one. I'll stir the pot of idioms, bringing to a boil the most succulent sayings and the heartiest of verbal harvests. Are you ready to stir your curiosity, to simmer in the rich broth of language, and to partake in the ultimate banquet of words? Gather your appetite for adventure, for we are about to dine at the grand table of Portuguese expression. Let the feast of learning begin!
Comes e bebes.
Food and drink or refreshments.
Os comes e bebes da festa estavam deliciosos.
The refreshments at the party were delicious. In Portuguese social gatherings, such as parties or celebrations,
comes e bebes
play a significant role in fostering camaraderie and enjoyment among guests. It is common to find a variety of food and drink options, ranging from traditional dishes to modern delicacies, ensuring that everyone's tastes are catered to.
Comezaina.
Meal or feast banquet.
Organizamos uma comezaina para celebrar o aniversário.
We organized a feast to celebrate the birthday.
Patuscada.
Feast or revelry.
Ontem tivemos uma patuscada em casa.
Yesterday we had a feast at home.
Bucha.
Snack or quick meal.
Não tive tempo para o almoço, só consegui comer uma bucha.
I didn't have time for lunch, I only managed to eat a snack.
Encher a barriga.
To fill one's stomach.
Hoje à noite, vamos encher a barriga com comida caseira.
Tonight, we're going to fill our stomachs with homemade food.
Tasca.
Tavern or eatery.
Vamos à tasca do Joaquim, ele faz o melhor petisco da cidade.
Let's go to Joaquim's eatery. He makes the best snacks in town.
Tasquinha.
Small tavern or eatery.
Vamos à Tasquinha da Maria, ela serve um vinho excelente e petiscos deliciosos.
Let's go to Mary's small eatery. She serves excellent wine and delicious snacks.
Taberna.
Tavern.
Vamos à taberna do João, ele serve pratos tradicionais deliciosos.
Let's go to John's tavern. He serves delicious traditional dishes.
Cervejaria.
Brewery or beer house.
Vamos à cervejaria do mercado, eles têm uma excelente seleção de cervejas artesanais.
Let's go to the beer house at the market. They have an excellent selection of craft beers.
Churrascaria.
Barbecue restaurant.
Vamos à churrascaria do centro, a carne lá é sempre excelente.
Let's go to the barbecue restaurant downtown. The meat there is always excellent.
Marisqueira.
Seafood restaurant.
Vamos à marisqueira da praia. Eles servem os mariscos mais frescos.
Let's go to the seafood restaurant by the beach. They serve the freshest seafood.
Encher a pança.
To fill one's belly.
Vou encher a pança na casa dos meus pais.
I'm going to fill my belly at my parents' house.
Encher o bandulho.
To fill one's stomach.
Depois de um dia de trabalho árduo, nada melhor do que encher o bandulho com uma boa refeição.
After a hard day's work, there's nothing better than filling your stomach with a good meal.
Larpar.
To chow down or to eat a lot.
Depois do jogo, fomos larpar uma boa feijoada.
After the game, we went to chow down on a good
feijoada. Morfar.
To eat.
Vou morfar um hambúrguer hoje à noite.
I'm going to eat a hamburger tonight.
Encher o papo.
To fill one's belly.
Ontem à noite, enchi o papo com aquela pizza deliciosa.
Last night, I filled my belly with that delicious pizza.
Embutir.
To drink heavily or to indulge in alcohol.
Ele esteve a embutir muito vinho durante o jantar.
He was indulging heavily in wine during dinner.
Amorfanhar.
To eat a lot or to devour greedily.
Vendo o bolo de chocolate, ela não resistiu e decidiu amorfanhar uma grande fatia.
Seeing the chocolate cake, she couldn't resist and decided to devour a large slice greedily.
Barrigada.
Hefty portion of food ingested.
Hoje ela comeu uma barrigada de fritos.
Today she ate a hefty portion of fried food.
Encher a mula.
Literal to fill the mule. To pig out or to binge.
Na festa, ele encheu a mula com petiscos.
At the party, he pigged out on snacks.
Ter boa boca.
Literal to have a good mouth. To have a good appetite or to be a hearty eater.
Ele tem boa boca e come de tudo.
He has a good appetite and eats everything.
Pitel.
Delicacy.
Este prato é verdadeiro pitel.
This dish is a real delicacy.
De lamber os beiços.
Literal to lick one's lips. Mouth-watering or delicious.
O jantar estava de lamber os beiços.
The dinner was mouth-watering.
De lamber os dedos.
Literal to lick one's fingers. Finger-licking good.
A sobremesa estava tão boa que era de lamber os dedos.
The dessert was so good it was finger-licking good.
Limpa pratos.
Literal plate cleaner, foodie or big eater.
Ele é verdadeiro limpa-pratos, adora comer de tudo.
He is a real big eater. He loves to eat everything.
Rapa-tachos.
Literal pan scraper, big eater or someone who eats everything.
Ela é rapa-tachos, não deixa nada no prato.
She is a real big eater. She doesn't leave anything on her plate.
Limpa-travessas.
Bottomless pit.
Ele comeu tanto ao jantar que parecia limpa-travessas.
He ate so much at dinner that he seemed like a bottomless pit.
Glutão.
Glutton.
Ele é verdadeiro glutão, nunca diz que não à comida.
He's a real glutton. He never says no to food.
Lambão.
Glutton.
Ele é lambão quando se trata de comida.
He's a glutton when it comes to food.
Comilão.
Big eater or someone with a hearty appetite.
Esse rapaz comilão, nunca vi ninguém comer tanto.
That boy is a big eater. I've never seen anyone eat so much. Bom garfo. Literal good fork. Big eater.
Ele bom garfo, come sempre bem.
He's a big eater. He always eats well.
Lazarento.
Starving or hungry.
Depois dia inteiro sem comer, estava completamente lazarento.
After a whole day without eating, I was completely starving.
Fomeca.
Very hungry or starving.
Depois jogar futebol por horas, ele estava com fomeca e mal podia esperar para comer refeição completa.
After playing soccer for hours, he was starving and couldn't wait to have a full meal.
Ter a barriga a dar horas.
Literal to have the stomach giving hours. To be starving.
Depois longo dia de trabalho, tenho a barriga a dar horas.
After a long day at work, I'm starving. Thirst and drinking.
Ter a garganta seca.
Literal to have a dry throat. To be thirsty.
Tenho a garganta seca, preciso de beber algo.
I'm thirsty, I need to drink something.
Molhar a goela.
Literal to wet the throat. To wet one's whistle.
Vamos molhar a goela no bar depois do trabalho.
Let's wet our whistle at the bar after work.
Molhar o bico.
Literal to wet the beak. To wet one's whistle.
Decidimos molhar o bico com cerveja gelada após o concerto.
We decided to wet our whistle with a cold beer after the concert.
Meter-se nos copos.
To get sloshed or to hit the bottle.
Ele meteu-se nos copos e agora está com ressaca terrível.
He got sloshed and now he's got a terrible hangover.
Canecos.
A few drinks.
Vamos beber canecos no bar da esquina.
Let's have a few drinks at the corner bar.
Beber de penalti.
To drink heavily or to binge drink.
Ele bebeu de penalti na festa de aniversário.
He drank heavily at the birthday party.
Pomada.
High quality wine or fine wine.
Este vinho é uma boa pomada.
This wine is a fine wine.
Pinga.
Nip of wine.
Vamos tomar uma pinga para aquecer.
Let's have a nip of wine to warm up.
Vinhaça.
Cheap wine, poor quality wine or binge drinking.
Na festa só serviram vinhaça.
At the party, they only served cheap wine.
Vinho a martelo.
Cheap wine.
Naquela festa só serviram vinho a martelo, mas ninguém se importou.
At that party, they only served cheap wine, but nobody minded.
Tintol.
Red wine.
Vamos beber tintol.
Let's drink some red wine.
Fino.
Draft beer.
Fino bem gelado, por favor.
A cold draft beer, please.
Imperial.
Draft beer.
Vou pedir imperial bem fresquinha.
I'll order a really cold draft beer.
Bulba.
To get drunk.
Depois do jogo, ele apanhou uma bulba e teve que ser levado para casa.
After the game, he got really drunk and had to be taken home.
Cervejola.
Beer.
Decidimos tomar uma cervejola para comemorar a vitória do nosso clube de futebol.
We decided to have a beer to celebrate our soccer team's win.
Bejeca.
Beer.
Vou buscar uma bejeca para me refrescar.
I'm going to get a beer to cool off.
Jola.
Beer.
Vamos beber uma jola depois do trabalho.
Let's have a beer after work.
Litrosa.
1 liter beer bottle.
Vamos comprar uma litrosa.
Let's buy a 1 liter beer bottle. Hangover and effects of drinking.
Ressaca.
Hangover.
Ela está com uma ressaca terrível depois da festa de ontem.
She has a terrible hangover after yesterday's party.
Carraspana.
To get drunk.
Ele apanhou uma carraspana na festa de aniversário.
He got drunk at the birthday party.
Ganda bezana.
Big hangover.
Ele apanhou uma ganda bezana depois da festa.
He had a big hangover after the party.
Piela.
To get drunk.
Ele bebeu demais e ficou com uma piela.
He drank too much and got drunk.
Estar mais para lá do que para cá.
Literal, to be more over there than here. To be tipsy.
Ele está mais para lá do que para cá depois de tantas bebidas.
He's tipsy after so many drinks.
Estar com os copos.
To be drunk.
Ontem à noite, ele estava com os copos e não conseguia falar normalmente.
Last night, he was drunk and couldn't speak properly.
Ganda moca.
Big hangover.
Ontem bebi demais, estou com uma ganda moca.
I drank too much yesterday, I have a big hangover.
Com copo a mais.
Literal, with an extra glass. Had one too many.
Para ele começar a falar coisas sem sentido, é porque estava com copo a mais.
For him to start talking nonsense, it's because he had one too many. Common sayings about health and diet.
Saco vazio não se aguenta de pé.
Literal, an empty sack doesn't stand upright. You can't work on an empty stomach.
Foi jogar bola sem comer e perdeu energia rapidamente. Saco vazio não se aguenta de pé.
He went to play soccer without eating and quickly lost energy. You can't work on an empty stomach.
Ter a bicha solitária.
Literal, to have the tapeworm. To have a high metabolism or to be naturally slim.
Ela come muito e nunca engorda. Deve ter a bicha solitária.
She eats a lot and never gains weight. She must have a high metabolism.